a dog is missing in your neighborhood, you might get a message like this on your answering machine.
This is a lost pet alert from your neighbor Janine. Her dog, Sweetie, went missing on Golf Club Drive.
When Natalie Abbott's dog, Lola, escaped from her pet sitter's house while she was on a business trip, she hired a similar service.
But it was funny because some elderly people got the call and it really confused them. And they would call me like, why are you calling my house? Don't call my house. I'm like, I'm sorry. It was a lie.
When she got home, Abbott contacted the Philly Animal Shelter, started Facebook and Twitter accounts, and printed 6,000 flyers. Her friends translated the flyer into Spanish and Vietnamese to get the attention of all of her South Philly neighbors.
I went the other day and I put them all up around the Vietnamese markets, and of course people came over and started talking to me in Vietnamese, and I'm like, it's like, I don't know Vietnamese, I'm sorry. So, and then I'm like panicked, like, have they seen my dog? And I don't know what they're saying to me. But then they switched to English and they just were basically saying, I hope you find your dog.
Jennifer Berwick, Assistant Director of Operations for Philly's Animal Care and Control Center, says Natalie has done everything right, including having a vet insert a microchip into Lola so she can be ID'd even without her dog license.
I love microchips. I mean, they're great as long as you keep the information accurate. A lot of times we run into dead ends on these microchips, and that's so frustrating because you know this is somebody's baby and we just can't track them down. We really recommend, and it's the law, is keeping a dog license on, because if your dog comes in wearing the dog license, it gives you an extended hold here. The other benefit too is that there's a special hotline phone number on the back of the dog license, and if you call that number, we instantly know who that dog's owner is.
The shelter's Facebook page, Lost and Found Pets of Philly, has successfully reunited dogs like Destiny and Buttons with their owners.
We got a call from someone who saw these dogs sitting out on the sidewalk. So our animal control officers went out, and once we got Buttons up and moving, then right away, Destiny jumped right up, followed Buttons. So we thought, my goodness, they must be somebody's pets. So we put up a Facebook post with their pictures, and by the very next morning, the owner was here.
Finding Rover is a free app that applies dog facial recognition software. It is starting to partner with shelters to create a live online feed of strays for identification. CEO John Palomino says it makes sense for people who don't feel comfortable around animals.
The hard thing about a microchip, let's say that you're in a park on a Sunday afternoon and you see a big dog. How many people would actually get near that animal, put it in their car, know where to take it? So with this technology, anybody with a phone and the app can take a picture of the dog and identify it if it's been reported lost instantly.
Still, Berwick of the shelter says that even after a few weeks on the run, a dog can look completely different, and only an owner can see through all that dirt.
Well, the owner had done what they should do. They filed a lost and found report, complete with pictures. Unfortunately, when the dog arrived at the shelter, it looked absolutely nothing like it had looked in their pictures.
Doing everything she can to find Lola doesn't make waiting any easier for Natalie Abbott. She appreciates the people who have supported her search.
There are a lot of people who really are moved by an animal in distress. Like, people who are total strangers to me have come from out of the city, or people who live in North Philly take the bus down to walk around and hand out flyers and look for her. Everybody keeps telling me only takes one flyer, like takes one flyer in front of the right person. That's what I'm trying to do.
For WHYY, I'm Kyrie Greenberg.